三大之音服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者们，今天邀请到诺西克法务替我们讲述找课，欢迎大家聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to everybody.
每个大家早上好。
So let's chant a few prayers and then we shall begin.
让我们先唱诵一些祷文，然后我们再开始。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Namah Goswami Iti Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvita Sunyavadi Achatya Harine Ajnana Simirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Nena Tasmai Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Shri Guru Vaishnava Shri Rupam Sahagana Sadvaitam Rupam Krishna Devam Shri Radha Krishna Sahagana Kalita Shri Vishakhanditam Cha Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyakshivacha Aditanam Vaishnavebhyo Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo
Bhagavate
Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Narayaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, yesterday, as we all know, was Lord Narasimha Dev's appearance.
众所周知，昨天呢是主女仙哈的显仙日。
I presume you all celebrated in different ways.
我想你们大家都以不同的方式来庆祝了这个节日。
As we all know, very often we worship one reason we worship Lord Narasimhadev is for protection.
我们知道我们崇拜主尼辛哈的其中一个原因是为了祈求保护。
To protect our bhakti lata, our creeper of devotion.
保护我们的奉爱的bhakti lata, 我们奉爱的蔓藤。
To protect all the devotees of the Lord.
保护主的所有的奉献者们。
To protect the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
以保护主蔡丹亚马哈帕布的 Sankirtan 运动。
And so on.
等等。
So, in a similar way,
同样的。
The gopis headed, the elder gopis headed by Mother Yasoda, after Krishna killed Putana, they also recited many prayers for protection.
所以呢，同样的，就是当主 Krishna 他杀死了普丹的恶魔之后呢，以亚瑟的妈妈为首的这些年纪稍微大一点的牧牛姑娘们，她们呢在念诵不同的这些祷文，以祈求保护 Krishna。
That's where we basically ended last week.
这就是我们上一周结束的一个地方。
We ended where Krishna had just killed.Putana by sucking out her, first sucking the milk, her offering, and then sucking out her life breath.
所以呢，我们上周就讲到了，就是 Krishna 通过吸取Putana 的这个奶汁，以及吸走了他的生命之气，而杀死了他。
And as we remember, Putana had run out of the home.She had even run out of the village, and she had gone some distance into a garden outside the village, and it is there that she died.
所以呢，就是Putana 呢，她走出了这个庭院，走出了甚至这个村庄，跑到了很远的一个地方，然后呢，在一个花园的地方。远处的一个花园之处，他就死掉了。
And because she was dying, so she manifested her original form, witchcraft.
因为他就是要死去了，所以呢，他就
It says.Jiva Goswami said,
Jiva Goswami 描述说她的身体非常的庞大。
So when she died, within a 12-mile area, all the trees and plants were crushed.
所以呢，当她倒下的时候呢，据说就是在12英里的地方，周围的这些树啊、枝干啊，它们通通的，都被压碎了，压垮了。
So that's quite a big demon.
所以呢，它是一个庞然大物的一个恶魔。
That was her original form and her original size.
所以呢，那就是它原初的一个形体以及原初的这个。身体的这个比例。
When we are put under pressure, like Putana, she was, you know, put under so much pressure in the process of dying, then her original self came out.
所以呢，那时候呢，她自己原初的她的原本的。形象就展露出来了。
In a similar sense, when we also are put into pressure, some life pressure or something or other, then also our original self will come out.
就是呢，就像 Putana 一样，当他面对这种巨大的压力的时候呢，他的原形毕露。我们有时候在遇到生命的这种压力的时候呢，我们原本的那个本性也都会显露无遗。
Of course, our original possession is eternal servant of Krishna.
当然了，其实我们最原初的这个地位呢，就是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
Our original self is pure.
我们原初的自我呢是非常的纯净的。
We're all good. Our original nature is good.
我们原初的本性呢都是非常美妙的。
But as we all know, due to being in this material world for a very long time, that is covered.
但是呢，由于我们已经在物质世界这么久的时间了，所以呢，我们就现在被覆盖了。
So when I say our real self or our original self, I'm meaning our conditional self.
所以呢，当我刚才提到我们就是这种本性或者我们原初的那个本性的时候呢，它指的是我们被覆盖的受条件限制的这种状况。
So when we are put into a difficult situation or unfortunate situation, then our self, not our original pure self, but our conditional self will sometimes become manifest.
所以呢，一旦我们被置于这种困境或者不幸的处境的时候呢，我们这种受条件限制的本性就显露出来，而不是我们原初的那个纯净的本性。
Of course, eventually we want, we very much want our original pure self to manifest. That's, of course, one of the aims we have in our practice of Bhakti Yoga.
嗯，当然了。最终我们其实是非常希望我们纯净的这种本性可以显露出来，这也是我们在修习放爱瑜伽的一个目标所在。
I think it, in India, there is one, not exactly a shastra, but there is a book known as the Hito Pradesh.Writing it here on the sky.
我想在印度呢，不是一部经典，而是一本书，被称为是。
那是 Pradesh， 你看一下。
Hito Pradesh。
对。
So this is a. It's not exactly a shastra.Like, you know, the Bhagavatam or the Puranas or something like this.
它呢并不是一部经典，就像是瓦坛或者是 Purana 那样的经典。
But it's a quite an old compilation.
它呢就是充满着这个哲理教育意义的这些神话的故事，传奇故事。
So the stories are not real as such.
所以呢，这些故事并不是那么真实。
But through these stories, then lessons are taught.
但是呢，通过这些故事，我们可以从中学到很多的教导。
And it's quite old, you know, it's over 600-700 years old.
这个部经典呢非常的古老，可能有六千年的一个历史。
So anyway, there is one story.
其中有一个故事。
There was a jackal.
其中呢就有一个那个豺狼。
And somehow this jackal, he fell into a, container of blue dye.Blue color water, you know, dye for coloring the clothes. Oops.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Did you translate that? I didn't hear you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I already translated it.
How come I? Yeah.
Okay.
So,
so I need to repeat?
Yeah, maybe. Because if I didn't hear, maybe the others didn't hear.
Okay. 就是讲的这个故事呢，就是描述了有一个好像他就掉到了一个蓝色的那个罐子里，然后他就死掉了。
A blue jackal, yes. And, oh, this is, and then there's another, sorry, just going back a little bit. There's another shastra known as the Pancha Tantra.
还有另外一本书，它的名字是。
Wait, I'm just writing it for you.
Okay. Pancha Tantra.
Pancha Tantra.
Oh, Pancha Tantra. 就是跟这个《Hindu Pradesh》它是类似的一部书。
Pancha Tantra is similar. It's a collection of not real stories, but stories that give lessons.
嗯，这个 Pancha Tantra 呢，它也不是真实发生的故事，但是呢，这些故事中却给予我们非常多的这些启示和教导。
So anyway, Pancha Tantra. So this jackal, he fell in this blue colored dye and he became blue.
所以呢他就掉到了一个蓝色这个罐子里，然后他就变成了蓝色的，然后他就死去了。
So when all the other animals of the forest saw this blue creature, they thought he was really special.
所以呢在森林中的其他的这些动物们当他看到这个死去的他那就是是蓝色的，所以呢他们认为他是非常特殊的。
So this jackal took advantage of this situation and he began to behave like he was the king of the jungle.
所以呢他就利用就是别人认为他是非常特殊的一个生物体，他利用这一点他就成为了森林之王。You mean, first he dropped into the blue and he did not die, yeah?
No, he didn't die. He became blue. He became blue,
okay.
Blue color.
就是刚才他掉到一个那个。
咱们的麦大鸡里面没有声音了。Hare Krishna，
现在可以吗？
现在可以，刚刚就是听不到你了。
哦，那刚说到哪了？有没有把上一句翻译完啊？
就说掉到那个罐子里面死去了，然后就听不到了。
就是。帕布刚才又说了一下，他是掉到那个蓝色的罐子里变成了蓝色的了。他并没有死去。其他的那些森林中的动物呢认为他非常的特别，所以呢他就利用这一点然后呢成为森林之王。现在能听到吗？
现在可以。
OK。
So he didn't die, but he became blue.Because he was blue, all the other animals felt, oh, he must be very special.
他呢并没有死去，而是变成蓝色的了。然后其他动物看到他就觉得很特殊，就认为他一定是非同寻常。
So he took advantage and, you know, became the king of the jungle.
所以呢，他呢就是利用了这一点就成为了这个丛林之王。
And, he was cheating. Basically, he was cheating. Something's wrong with her connection.
Hare Krishna， 我看一下哦，看是什么原因。
What's wrong with your connection？
现在可以的。
现在可以是吧？
对，可以的。
哦，我看一下。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
没问题，可以的。
现在没问题。So he。So he took advantage and, you know, was, all the animals were serving him and bringing him more food and, you know, all these things. Again.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes.
Sorry. Can you repeat? I didn't hear you.
Something is wrong with your connection, it seems.
Yeah, I use my phone, but I'll try to make it better. I'll see.
The situation and began to, you know, boss everybody around, all the other animals.
所以呢，他就利用了这一点呢，然后就成为了这个丛林之王，然后呢，就在森林里面四处的招摇。
And all the animals were misled.
所有其他的这些动物呢，都受到了误导。
And this jackal, he became very proud of his newfound position.
所以呢，这匹狼呢，他就感到非常的骄傲，为他新得到的这个地位感到骄傲。
And then the other jackals were feeling
其他的这些狼呢，他们也感到非常。
Own jackals had become the leader of the forest.
因为他们其中的一员终于成了森林之王了。
So then these jackals, they began to howl like jackals, you know, they.
通常的话呢，这些狼他们就是制造了很多的这些噪音。
So then the blue jackal, the jackal who had become blue, he could not control his nature, because he's a jackal. By nature, he's a jackal.
我们刚才在网络上连接有些问题。
So we will try something else, see how that works.
我们会想办法把这个问题给解决。
So we were speaking about the blue jackal.
我们因为刚刚在讲这个蓝色的豺狼。
Who had fallen in a container of blue dye and he became...
就是由于他用的是这个蓝，用的是这个蓝色的染料，所以把自己给染蓝了。
And then all the animals thought, "Wow, who is this?" They felt it was some special creature.
然后所有的动物看见这蓝色的豺狼以后，就觉得特奇怪，哇哦，这到底是一个啥呀？我们现在有一个特别的这么一个生物在这儿。
So this blue jackal took advantage of his situation and became the king of the jungle.
所以说呢，这个蓝色的豺狼呢，就利用了这个机会，成为了丛林里面的国王。
And all the animals were listening to him, and he was enjoying nicely because they were all thinking he was special because of his color.
那所有的这些动物们呢，都非常的拥护它，都也非常的喜乐，因为他们就觉得这个动物它有很特别的蓝色，所以呢，它肯定很特别。
They didn't know he was a jackal, in other words.
但是呢，其实他们并不知道它其实就是一头豺狼。
They were all misled. They were all misled, and this jackal took advantage and, you know, was enjoying life nicely.
所以说呢。Sorry, Babu, could you say it again? I was distracted just now.
The animals felt they were all misled, and this blue jackal took advantage of it.
Okay, 那么因为就是所有的这些动物们呢，他们全都被误导了，所以呢，这头豺狼呢就利用了这个机会。
And he was taking.Enjoying life nicely.
所以呢，他就这样好好的在享受着他的生活。
So the other jackals, they were all very happy because one of their people, one of not their people, one of their jackals became the king of the jungle, so they were all very happy.
那其他的这些豺狼们呢，也都特别的开心，因为他们自己的其中的一头同类呢，变成了森林之王，所以呢，大家都特别的开心。
So they began to howl. You know, they make the jackal sound.
所以呢，他们就全都开始嚎叫起来。
So then the blue jackal, whom all the other animals were worshipping, he couldn't control his nature because by nature he's a jackal. He just happened to fall in a blue, in blue dye and became blue, but his actual nature was a jackal.
但是这头蓝色的豺狼呢，因为它本来就是一头豺狼，所以呢，它的本性就还是豺狼的本性。所以当它在其他这些豺狼的崇拜之下呢，它也憋不住了。
So when the jackals made the sound, then this blue jackal also made the jackal sound.
所以当其他的豺狼开始嚎叫起来的时候呢，这头蓝色的豺狼也开始嚎叫起来。
And then all the other animals who were misled, thinking, oh, this is a very special creature, then they understood, oh, this guy's a jackal.
然后其他那些被误导的动物以为这是一头非常特别的动物的其他的那些动物们呢，就一下恍然大悟了。哦，这其实也就是一头豺狼而已。
Misled, because they were misled.
然后呢，这些动物们就开始愤怒起来，然后呢，就把这头豺狼给杀死了，因为他们觉得自己被骗了。
So, I mean, from this story also relates to the anarta that.Putana also represents.
那这个故事呢，和 Putana 它所代表的 Anarta 也是相关在一起的。
We'll come back to that a little bit later, but the point I wanted to make was, we can't, our nature, our real nature will come out in a difficult situation.
那么我们一会儿再讲这一点啊，但是我的要点就是说，我们的本性就是我们本来会被处在一个很艰难的境地的，我们会遇到困难。
And if by nature we are, you know, maybe an angry person, then that nature, that angry nature will come out.
就比如说呢，我们可能天性就很容易愤怒，所以当我们处在困境中的时候呢，我们可能就会发怒，这个本来的这种状态就会显现出来。
If by nature we are somewhat selfish, then in a difficult situation we'll be more selfish.
比如说我们天性是很自私的，那当我们处于困境的时候呢，可能我们展现出来的就会更加的自私。
And so on.
等等。
And the opposite is true. If by nature we are good, you know, if by nature our nature is, you know, kind or helpful, then in a difficult situation,
就如果要是我们天性非常的善良，非常的仁慈的话，就是慈悲的话呢，那如果要是我们处在困境中，就这样的天性也会显现更多。
So like Putana.Her original nature, her conditioned nature, she was this cruel witch, cruel and ugly witch.
那么像 Putana 呢，她本来就是又丑的女巫，她本来是一个非常丑的女巫。
So when she was put under this pressure of leaving her body, being killed, then her originalnature, her original form became very clear to everybody.
所以呢，当他常清晰的显现在大家的面前。
And as we have heard many times, dying is the final test. So.How much Krishna consciousness we actually have will be tested at the time of our death.
我们大家都说过，这个死亡是最后的大考。 那我们到底具有多少 Krishna 知觉，在死亡的这一刻是会经受巨大的考验的。
And in a similar, but little bit different way, when we are in difficulties, then how Krishna conscious we actually are will be tested at that time.
而且呢，就是我们也同样的，就是在那个时刻，我们到底有多少 Krishna 知觉，也都是会被考验出来的。
And like again, the jackal, when other jackals howled, it could not control itself, it also howled.
比如说呢，像这头豺狼，当其他的豺狼嚎叫起来的时候呢，它是没有办法控制住自己，它也是在嚎叫的。
It couldn't control its nature just manifested.
因为它是没有办法控制住它自己的天性的，这天性就自然的这样显现了出来。
So sometimes, and another example given is a dog. If you put a dog on a throne, but if somebody throws the bone, the dog will jump off the throne and go and eat the bone.
比如说狗也是如此，你把这个狗呢放在皇座之上，但是呢如果有人向它扔了一块骨头，这狗立刻就从它的皇座上跳下来，然后呢去抓那个骨头了。
And this example is also related to the anarta that Putana represents.
这个和Putana 所代表的 anarta 也是相关的。
As I believe you know, Putana, the anarta she represents is the cheating guru.
我们大家都知道 ,Putana 他所代表的 anarta 呢是一个具有欺骗性的 guru。
The pseudo guru.
就是假 guru.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us that this pseudo guru has two manifestations, external and internal.
是了 ,Bhaktivinoda Thakur 告诉我们呢，这样的假 guru 它可以通过两种方法展现出来，一个是从内在，另外一个是从外在。
The external, of course, we can understand more easily. You know, someone like the jackal, right? He fell into a container of blue dye. He became blue. Other creatures felt he was special and he took advantage of the situation and misled them.
那从外在上来讲呢，更加显而易见。比如就像这头豺狼，因为呢，他进到了一个蓝色的染色。一个东西里面，所以呢，它就被染成了蓝色。之后呢，它就迷惑了所有的那些动物，因为别的动物觉得它可能是一个什么特别的人物、特别的动物，所以呢，它就利用了这个机会。
So he was cheating, obviously.
但他就在骗。
Like externally dressed up, you know, in as a blue jackal, but still a jackal.
在外在呢，它是展现出是一头蓝色的。豺狼，但它其实本来就是一头豺狼而已。
Quite a few people, especially in Kali Yuga, they dress up as a guru or some teacher or some, you know, spiritual leader, but they're just misleading people.
嗯，那就是同样的，就是有些人呢，他们可能把自己打扮成像是一个灵性的老师，像是一个 guru， 但其实他就是一个普通人而已。
They just mislead their followers.
他们只是在误导他们的追随者。
By, you know, teaching about impersonal liberation or teaching sense gratification and...
他因为他在教导大众关于自我解脱的话题啊，还有就是如何进行感官享乐的话题，他就这样的方式呢，把大家给误导了。
And they themselves...You know, the so-called guru, they're also victims of sense gratification, but they're behaving like they're some, you know, spiritually realized guru, pseudo-guru.
那这些人呢，其实他们也是感官乔装打扮成是一个灵性的 guru, 但其实他就是一个假 guru.
So this...
所以呢，这个在我们的修习 Bhakti 瑜伽的团队里面，可能也是会有这样的情况的。
Right, so these pseudo gurus, they might, it may apply to people who are not devotees of Krishna. They're just out and right, you know, cheaters. They just dress up the way, but they just mislead their followers with all sorts of nonsense philosophies.
就是这样的人呢，他们其实并不是修习 Hari, 就是修习 Krishna 智觉的真正的奉献者。但是呢，他们把自己打扮成好像是一个奉献者的样子，然后呢，在外面去和大家进行讲学，进行教课，讲的都是乱七八糟的这些理论，然后呢，把大家就给迷惑了。
And such people you see all over the world, you know, in India, China, you see them everywhere now.
其实我们在任何一个地方都能够见到这个地方，都见到这样的人，无论是在印度还是在中国，四处都是。
They have the profile.They know how to dress up, they know how to speak nicely, but just misleading their followers and misleading themselves also.
他们只不过就是这样一种形象，他们知道如何穿着打扮，如何去讲话，但其实他讲的这些事情呢，就是在迷惑大众，在误导大众，其实把自己也给迷惑了，把自己也给误导了。
Many people, right? Many people are misled. Many people are misled. Is this anartha is not just manifest in them, it's also manifest in the hearts of devotees or those who are trying to be devotees.
就是这些 anartha 呢不仅仅是会影响这些人，而且呢它也会影响一个想要成为奉献者的人，就是一个想要成为奉献人的心也会受到这些 anartha 的影响的。
So how does it manifest?Within the community of devotees, similar way.
所以呢，这是怎么展现在我们奉献者社团里面呢？是以同样的方式。
Of course, we might be practicing devotees, trying to be sincere and, you know, serve Krishna and so on. But there's a tendency, especially in immature practice, to become proud that, oh, I'm a devotee, act like we're some sort of guru, when in fact we're not.
那我们当然是想要修习 Krishna 知觉，我们也希望能够让自己能够按照这种方式来修习。但是呢，我们特别是在不成熟的这个阶段呢，就会产生骄傲的情绪，然后就觉得啊，我现在是个奉献者了，我比别人都要好，然后呢，就会像把自己给看成是一位guru一样。但其实我们并不是。
Of course, we as devotees, we want to share with people, we want to guide them, newer people to Krishna consciousness. So, in that sense, yes, we want to, we play the part of a kind of a teacher or a shiksha guru. That's we all, Prabhupada encouraged us to do that.
那当然，作为奉献者。进行分享，我们也希望能够在这样的知识的指导下呢，去指导别人，那从而呢能够成为一个 Shiksha Guru。那么 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他其实也是鼓励我们这样去做的。
He encouraged us to preach and share and guide and help. So that is, you know, playing the part of a kind of Shiksha Guru, a kind of a guru, a kind of teacher.
因为 Srila Prabhupada 他鼓励我们去和别人分享 Krishna 知觉的信息，并且呢能够去。教导别人，然后去指导别人，引导别人。那么如果是这么做的话呢，那就变成了一种 guru， 就变成一种 shiksha guru， 训示导师的角色。
But we must be very careful to do this honestly and not begin to think that you know we're some special person and take advantage of that.
但是呢，我们要非常非常的小心，就是我们要很坦诚的、很诚实的心态去做这件事情，而不要觉得自己就是一个guru了。
We do it as a servant, as a service.
那么，当我们在做这件事情的时候呢，我们的心态是以我是一个仆人在进行服务的心态。
But if we begin to think just because a few people are praising us and they say, oh, you give such a nice talk, oh, you're so realized, oh, you're so nice, and then we become proud and think, yes, I am, then this wish putana will kill us, will kill our bhakti lata.
但是呢，我们不能够因为有这么好的谈吐，然后呢讲的很好的这种就是展现的这种信息，然后呢因为得到了别人的赞扬和鼓励，然后呢就觉得沾沾自喜，觉得骄傲了。然后因为这样的这种心情的时候呢，我们 Putta 呢所代表的这个 Anatta 就会显现出来，而这个呢就会杀掉我们的奉爱的帕腾。
Why, what does Putana kill? She kills young children, babies.
那么 Putana 他杀的是什么？他做的是什么呢？他杀小孩。
So this particular Anatta can kill the baby of devotion. You might, because we're all babies, more or less, we're babies in bhakti. And if we're not careful, this Anatta will kill the baby of our bhakti.
因为呢，我们其实从某种意义上来说都是 Bhakti 的婴儿，都是正在休息的宝宝，所以呢如果我们要是不小心的话呢，我们就会被这样的 Anatta 给扼杀在襁褓里。
You may remember earlier, I think it was our second talk.
也许你们大家还记得，可能是在我们第二节课里所提到的。
We spoke about this stage of anartha nivritti, or cleaning away unwanted things in the heart.
我们讲了 anartha nivritti 这个阶段，也就是清理我们内心中不想要的不洁之物的阶段。
And then some of you may know of it, but we spoke about one book, Madhurya Kadambini.
有些奉献者可能知道这本书，这本书是 Madhurya Kadambini, 就是甘露的云庵。
By Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
这本书呢是由 Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 所著的。
By the way, it's important for all of us to learn more about Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
顺便说一句呢，我们大家每一个人都应该了解更多的关于 Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 的信息，这对我们是非常重要的。
There is a Chinese translation. I think it's available. It is available, I know, because I arranged for it many years ago, with a short biography of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
在很多年以前呢，我组织奉献者翻译了一本小册子。那这本小册子呢，就是关于 Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 的生平简介的。
And some other two or three other great Vaishnavas included in that book. I don't remember the title of the book, but it's around.
然后呢，在这本书里面呢，还也都收录进了一些其他的几位 Vaishnava Acharya 的生平事迹，但是这本书的名字我记不得了。可是这本书是一定有的。
In Chinese, I don't remember the title, but I know it's around.
就是我不记得这本书的中文名字是什么，但是我知道我们有这本书。
Have you seen it, Donna Kaylee? Do you know that book?
I don't know.
Yeah.Anyway, it's around. If you ask around, I'm sure you can find it. I don't remember the title, but it was printed as a book.
但就这本书呢是一定有的。就如果大家找这个排书比较熟的排书的奉献者去问一下的话呢，应该找到这本书，因为这本书呢就是有在派发的。
Why I mention this is because when Srila Prabhupada would translate the Srimad Bhagavatam,
为什么我提到这本书呢？因为当 Srila Prabhupada 他在翻译《圣典菩萨瓦坛》的时候
，and give commentary, very often he would take from the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
在他的要旨里面呢，他经常就会引述由 Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 所给的评述。
particularly for the 10th canto.
特别是在圣经摩迦瓦腾第十篇里。
Many of the details that I am sharing about the pastime, of course, comes from Srila Prabhupada, but comes a lot from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
我和大家所分享的很多的这些教时光呢，有一些是来自于 Srila Prabhupada 的，还有很多呢是来自于 Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 的。
So, please, you can all ask around. I'm sure that book is available somewhere, because it was printed.
因为这本书呢是有印出来的，所以说呢，就大家去打听一下，因为这本书的名字记不得了，可是打听一下是一定有的。
He was about 300 years ago, 350 years ago, something like that.
那么是为什么呢？是 Chakravarti Thakur 呢？他是在350年以前建在的人物。
So he also wrote this book, Madhurya Kadambini. We spoke about this a couple of classes ago.
那他呢也写了这本 Madhurya Kadambini 甘露的云案这本书，我们在几节课以前呢探讨过，提到过这本书。
And as you may remember, he describes in quite some detail the 9 steps of bhakti.
大家如果记得呢，他在这本书里面呢就详细的描述了 bhakti 的九个阶段。
So we spoke about, briefly, we spoke about different kinds of anarthas.
对，我们就简单的提到了不同的 anartha.
Actually, we didn't. We just spoke about anarthas generally, but he describes in great detail different kinds of anarthas.
我们当时呢是很简单的提到了这些 anartha, 但是是为什么呢 ？Chakravarti You mean Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he mentioned
yes.
the details of the
yes.
Anarthas? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
但是呢是但是 Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 呢他很详细地描述了这些 Anartha 们。
So he describes that there are 4 categories of Anarthas.
他说呢这个 Anarthas 分为四类。
One category is anarthas from sinful activities.
那么其中一类的 anartha 呢是来自于罪恶的活动的。
Another category is anarthas from pious activities.
还有一类的 anartha 是来自于虔诚活动的。
I'm going to post this and they can translate it and send it to you later.
Okay.是我现在把这些词给发出来，然后晚点翻译出来以后呢和大家分享。
So one, the first category is anartha from sinful activity, sinful reactions.
所以其中这第一类的 anartha 呢是来自于罪恶的活动和罪恶的活动的反应。
What are those anarthas? Those anarthas mean bad habits, basically, you know.
那么这些 anartha 都是什么呢？其实这些指的就是坏毛病。
Maybe anger, maybe some lusty desires or some greed. You know, these are all anarthas from sinful reactions.
什么愤怒啊、贪婪啊、色欲啊，这些都来自于罪恶的活动而产生的 anartha。
And then we have anarthas from pious activities also.
然后呢我们还有来自于虔诚活动的 anartha。
What does that mean? This means because it's pious, but it's still an anartha, right? We think we are better, we think we are more learned, we think we are better, basically, pride, you know, the anartha of pride.
那这个是来自于虔诚活动的。那它会让我们觉得我们沾沾自喜，觉得我们比别人强，然后呢就会使我们骄傲，所以呢这是骄傲的 anartha。
Then we have anarthas coming from the improper practice of bhakti。
还有一类的 anartha 呢，就是在不恰当的 bhakti 的休息中所产生的 anartha。
So this is related to our, what I'm just sharing from the Putana story.
那么这些呢都和我和大家分享的 Putana 的故事相关。
So he explains that, when someone becomes a devotee, even a little bit senior devotee, you know, people tend to praise and give donations and say you're very nice and you give good class and then they might, you know, give you gifts and money and all of these things.
因为就这个奉献者休息一段时间然后比如说得到很多别人的赞扬然后呢别人就会觉得你很棒然后呢会给你钱呢、啊、会给你布施啊会送给你礼物啊。
And then sometimes that devotee becomes carried away. They think, yes, I am. Maybe not in a very obvious way, but they become...a little bit bewildered by this opulence, by this praise, and by people giving them big position, and so on.
所以呢，慢慢的呢，就是这个奉献者他就有一点儿被迷惑了，他可能就他就会被这些受到的这些财富啊，然后别人给他的这个大量的布施啊，还有这种赞美之词啊，就弄得晕头转向了。
In other words, they become proud. This, which is also the anartha from the mode of goodness, right? The anartha of pride. I am better.
对，其实就来自于善良心态的善良心态而导致的骄傲的 anartha.
So this is the anartha also that Putana represents. No, that the pseudo guru they think they are more than what they actually are, and they mislead people accordingly, and they mislead devotees accordingly also.
对呢，这个也是 Putana 他所代表的一种 anartha， 就是假guru，就是他并没有是自己
那本来肯定骂得紧
那本来肯定骂得紧那本来肯定骂得紧
那哈尔克什纳哈尔克什纳
刚那句话听不到了
刚那句话听不到了
哈尔克什纳
刚那句话听不到了、
yeah.
哈尔克什纳
You went away there for a little while、yeah.
就是他是个假咕噜那里
okay. Okay. No, I'm back
So maybe say that again
which part?
The part that you just said.
You mean the pseudo guru started to take the advantage of that position and started to cheat people? Is that the part?
Not exactly, but a devotee we think we're something that we're not.
Okay, 那么就这个奉献者呢就会觉得怎么说呢就是奉献者他就会把自己给处在一个自己还没有达到的一个阶段的位置。
Like we just said, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that people will offer, you know, praise and donation, you know, to a senior devotee. It just happens automatically.
就像是Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 所提到那样，刚才我们所说的，就是。自动的就会发生一些什么情况呢？就人们就会给这个年长的奉献者一些布施啊，然后呢会给他一些赞誉啊。
So if that devotee, you know, begins to subtly think, they subtly think that yes, then that's the Putana Anartha.
如果要是这位奉献者他非常的精微的觉得我就是这样的。那他就是处在了 Putana 的这个 Anartha 之中。
We are cheating ourselves, and in the process, we cheat others.
那我们骗了我们自己，然后呢也骗了别人。
And this has a this kind of thing has a history in all religious movements.
在我们就是在所有的宗教学派的历史中呢，这样的事情是经常发生的。
People dress up, you know, as Christian priests or Buddhist monks or whatever, and they mislead people.
人们把自己打扮成是一个基督徒的传教士或者是一个僧人的样子，但是就是去误导大众。
Right, corruption in religious movements is all over the world, and it affects every religious movement, every spiritual movement.
在世界各地的所有的宗教组织中，所有的这些灵性团体中，都是有腐败发生的，这是时有发生的事情。
And we all know it. We read about it probably from time to time.
而且我们大家呢也都知道这样的事情会时常发生，我们是不是也都会读到这样的信息？
In the context of our own Gaudiya Vaishnava line,
在我们的 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的传系中，
huge problem after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates for the next, you know, 300 years, it was a huge problem for the Sampradaya, for the Gaudiya line.
在 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以及他的同游离世之后呢，有300年的时间内，在我们的 Gaudiya Sampradaya 的这条使徒传系上，这个问题都是一个非常严重的问题。
Followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and, you know, acting like, but also misleading, teaching deviant philosophies and practices and so on. Big problem for Lord Chaitanya's line.
那么这些人们呢就会打扮成像是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的那个样子，然后呢就开始以各种乱七八糟的这种学说来蛊惑大众，然后呢教大家的这种修习方法也是不对的，所以呢这是在我们的 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这条传承中很严重的一个问题。
So much so, by the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the, you know, intelligent people in India, they felt, you know, these Gaudiya Vaishnav people, they're just all beggars and cheaters, right? The name, the prestige had become so compromised, so corrupted, that people thought these Gaudiya Vaishnav people, they're just beggars and cheaters.
In the early part, you mentioned about the Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I didn't
forget that. By the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is what people felt.
Okay. 那然后呢，在Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur的这个年代的时候呢，使得那些有智慧的人呢，就觉得这个Gaudiya Vaishnava的这条传系就完全是被毁掉的一个传系，而且这里面就太腐败了，太乱了。
And it was beginning with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but even more with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that they spoke very strongly against these deviations, so-called gurus, pseudo-gurus, is exactly what we're talking about here.
所以呢，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur，特别是这个Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur呢，他们就强烈的抨击了这条传系的偏离，以及强烈的抨击了这些假guru们。
And then in the context of our own ISKCON society, during Srila Prabhupada's time, but more after his time, after he disappeared, we had similar challenges.
然后呢，我们的这个国际 Krishna 知觉协会也是如此。那么在这个 Srila Prabhupada 在世的时候呢，就已经有问题，然后在 Srila Prabhupada 离世之后呢，这个问题也就更加严重。
Due to immaturity, spiritual immaturity, sometimes, not always, but sometimes devotees who were serving as gurus, they thought they were something that they were not.
有的时候呢，就是由于自己的不成熟，这个服务的这些奉献者们呢，他们有的时候就估计自己的位置了。
And this happened to gurus people this And they mislead themselves and they everybody. So this pseudo guru is not just, you know, the obvious cheating gurus who are not Vaishnavas but mislead people. It's not just them.
所以就这些假咕噜们呢，不仅仅是那些并不是 Vaishnava 装成 Vaishnava 来骗大家的那样那些人，并不仅仅指他们。
And it also relates to us. Probably more.
这和我们其实，这其实在这其实跟我们也是很相关的，而且可能在我们中间更多有这样的假咕噜。
Therefore, we have to try. We have to. You may say, "Well, what to do? What should we do then?"
也许可能你就会说，那怎么办呢？
Because we, Srila Prabhupada encouraged us, and the devotees encourage us to share Krishna consciousness with others, to give guidance, to help people. You know, we're acting as a kind of guru in that sense, by teaching and guiding and helping others.
因为 Srila Prabhupada 以及其他的一些奉献者们呢，也都教育我们要和别人来分享Krishna 知觉，然后呢要指导别人，要教导别人。那如果这么做的话呢，某种意义上来说就把我们给放在了一个guru的一个状态。
We can't avoid that. That's our service.
那所以呢，这是我们的服务，所以呢，我们是不能避免掉这一点的。
And Srila Prabhupada encouraged, certainly, actively encouraged devotees to do this.
而毫无疑问，舍尔帕帕呢，他是鼓励大家要很积极的去做这个服务的。
Very often, again, he Prabhupada would very often say, Lord Chaitanya has taught everybody should become a guru. Whoever you meet, you teach them about Krishna.
舍尔帕帕呢，经常会对我们说呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是鼓励每一个人都应该成为 guru。无论你见到哪位，你见到任何一个人，你都应该把 Krishna 知觉告诉别人。
But we have to somehow be very mindful and careful, understanding our own limitations and shortcomings, and doing it as a service to our guru and the disciplic succession.
对，但是呢，我们要非常的严谨，要非常的小心。我们要知道自己的局限性在哪儿，也知道自己的缺点、短处会在哪里。所以呢，要非常警醒的、小心的，把就是这个作为咕噜的这个位置呢，当成是对我们的咕噜以及对这个使徒传系的一个服务去做。
And not let it, you know, in English we say, don't let it go to your head.
Don't let it go to your head. 而不要让自己觉得自鸣得。Yeah, 就是，但是不要让自己觉得自鸣得意。
So that requires mindful humility and mindful honesty.
所以呢，这是需要我们有非常警醒的谦卑，以及有非常警醒的诚实。
And always, right, that's what it means. Anartha Nibriti, the whole process is to be very introspective.
那么整个的这个 Anartha Nibriti, 清理不洁的这个过程呢，都是在自省的过程。
Otherwise, our young Kripa of Bhakti will be killed by this Putana witch, by this Anartha.
否则的话呢，我们的奉爱的爬藤的幼苗，这个婴儿呢，就会被 Putana 的这个女巫所杀死。
So these are the two kinds of pseudo gurus that are manifest externally.
那么所以说呢，这是从外在展现的两种假咕噜。
One is just the Abhaishnava who just openly and outwardly cheat people and tell them liberation is the goal in life or material enjoyment is, you know, that's the obvious cheating.
那么其中的一种呢就是非法士那瓦的奉献的人，那他们呢就会大张旗鼓的去蛊惑大家，这个生命的最终目标呢就是得到自己的这个觉悟，然后呢进行感官享乐。
And then there is us. Then there is us.
然后还有另外一种就是我们自己。
Those who are on the path of bhakti, who also may do become affected by this anartha, by this kind of putana.
就走在 bhakti 之途上的人也有可能会被这样的 anartha, 被这个 putana 女巫的这种 anartha 所影响, 所影响。
So we have to be honest and mindfully honest with ourselves and always check our mind, always check out. That's what it means. We have to learn to be introspective.
所以说呢，我们就总是要非常的警醒的来检查自己，我们必须要学着去自省。
Especially if we are, you know, if we are known as a senior devotee and people respect us, and so then especially we have to be even more careful.
特别是被认为是就是被大家接受为是这个年长的奉献者而经常要受到赞扬的这些奉献者们一定要非常的小心，要特别小心。
Otherwise, this putana might kill our bhakti lata.
否则的话呢，这位 putana 就有可能会斩断我们的 bhakti lata。
So this is the external pseudo-guru. And then the internal pseudo-guru is the mind.
所以呢这是外在的假guru。那么内在的假guru呢是来自于我们的心意。
We all experience the mind misleads us.
我们大家都体会到心意是会误导我们的。
We know, I'm sure you are familiar in the Bhagavad Gita,Krishna tells us in chapter 6 of the Bhagavad Gita, the mind can be the best friend or the worst enemy.
大家都知道在圣典薄伽梵歌的第六章的有一个诗节里面 Krishna 好的朋友但也有可能是我们最大的敌人。
And we all
我们大家有都这样的体验我们的心意呢是会误导我们的。
It may mislead us in.
而且呢，它是会以各种各样的方式来误导我们。我们大家也都有过这样的体会。
You know, a simple example, we might think, "Oh, I'm a, you know, I've been practicing for 10 or 15 or 20 years. I know what I'm doing. I don't really need to listen to other senior Vaishnavas. I know what I'm doing."
比如就说呢我觉得我都已经休息了十年十五年或者二十年了所以我知道我在干嘛我根本就不需要再听别的年长的 Vaishnava 的讲述了。
The same, right? The anartha from the mode of goodness. I'm better. I know what I'm doing. Pride.
所以呢
Again,
这也是
the same pride.
那么所以呢这也是来自于善良形态的 anartha. 我知道我自己在干嘛我明白。所以呢，这其实是另外一种骄傲的展现。
Oh, you know, we sometimes we own particular situation.
那而且有的时候呢，我们的心意可能会顾虑的。
Another Vaishnava or senior Vaishnava or.
其他的一位 Vaishnava, 一位年长的 Vaishnava 或者 Guru, 他们可能会说些什么就会针对我们说些什么或做些什么。
And then the mind, it goes on and on.
And 然后呢我们这心意里面呢就会过度的去琢磨这件事情到底是怎么回事到底是怎么回事。
We draw a whole picture, a whole story of what we think why we think, and again, it's just the mind misleading us.
那我们就会自己在心里面去描绘整个这件事情的图景，然后呢，去用我们自己的方式去解读。那其实这就是心意在误导我们。
假咕噜 ，the mind。
所以呢，这是我们内在的假咕噜，也就是。
Speculate,
那我们也可以说呢，就是我们的这个智性呢，它可能想的也太多了。
And then it bugs, right? Our material desires then lead us away from the Lord.
那说到 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 说呢，就是这些呢也都是物质的欲望，那么这些物质的欲望呢会使我们偏离于主，把我们从主的身边带开。
So these are all examples of and there could be more internal the pseudo guru.
那我们还可以给大家举更多的例子，但这些例子呢，就是告诉我们，这是我们内在的冒牌的咕噜。
We know when she came to Vrindavan, she was disguised very beautifully, but she was misleading everyone.
那么布达呢，他如何来代表我们呢？因为我们知道布达呢，他刚刚来到Vrindavan的时候呢，他是把自己打扮成是一个非常的。美的女子的形象的，而她这个形象呢，是迷惑了所有的人。
So she was pseudo, she was cheating. She dressed up like a loving mother and a beautiful goddess, but in her heart, there was only evil intentions.
所以说呢，她是在骗人，她是一个冒牌的。她虽然说把自己打扮成是一个充满了爱的，只有邪恶而已。
And innocent devotees fled. We are misled.
然后有的时候或者是被迷惑。
Right, we know the very well-known verse from the first canto of the Bhagavatam. I think it's chapter 2.
然后呢，我们知道在圣典《波迦瓦坛》第一篇第二章里面呢，有一个非常著名的事件。
And it describes the qualities of the people of Kali Yuga.
他呢就描述了在卡利年代的人的品性。
Lazy, I don't remember the it's in Canto 2. Let me find it.And it describes the weaknesses of Kali Yuga people.
那这是在第二 ，You mean the Canto 2, right? 那么这个是在圣典波迦瓦坛第二篇。
Canto 1, Chapter 2.
One Chapter 2, 在圣典波迦瓦坛第一篇的第二章里面，他就讲述了在卡利年代的人的身上的缺点。
Sorry, actually it's Chapter 1. Yeah.
Canto 1, Chapter 2, Chapter 1, 在这个圣典波迦瓦坛第一篇的第一章里。
1.1.10
第一篇。
It describes the...
那这里面就讲述了在卡利年代的人的品性。
And people have short lives. Like to quarrel.
喜欢吵架。懒。
Misguided. Unlucky.
无性。 总是被打扰。
This sounds like us.
I didn't hear the last part you say.
It sounds like us.
我们所处在
But we're misguided. Kali Yuga people are easily misguided, easily misled.
因为呢我们是被误导了，在卡利年代的人呢是很容易就被误导了。
So this Putana, you know, the pseudo-guru, external and internal, is very prominent because we are easily misguided.
这位冒牌的 guru, 无论是从内在和外在都是很都是就占据很重要的地位的，因为我们就很容易就被误导了。
In the context of the devotees of Vrindavan, they to allow the pastime to happen.
在文达文的这个居民的这些状态呢，由于为了要让这个消失光继续的持续下去，所以呢，这些居民们他们是被 Yoga Maya 所迷惑的。
This was arranged by the Lord, by the Lord's potency to allow the pastime to happen.
那么这个呢是由主的安排的，那是这样事情发生。
Maya, of course, it's Mahamaya.
但是对于我们来说呢，咱们可不是被 Yoga Maya 所影响，我们是被 Mahamaya 所影响。
A devotional service, bhakti is.Very much an internal process.
那么在我们的这个奉献服务的这个 Bhakti 的休息的程序中呢，它其实更多的是一个内在的休息的程序。
Externally, it's not really very hard.
因为从外在来说呢，其实并不是那么的难。
We all like to do kirtan, we all like to dress up, you know, in the sari or the dhoti, doing some worship at home, paying obeisances.These things are not very difficult. Being a vegetarian, these things are not so difficult.
因为我们大家呢都喜欢唱诵 kirtan, 也都喜欢穿着 sari 和 dhoti, 然后呢喜欢在家里面呢做一些服务，然后我们也会这个顶拜呀，所以就是所有这些外在的这些形式上的这些事情是不是那么难的，我们也都喜欢吃素啊。
Right, it's the internal things that we know are more challenging.
但是我们知道就是内在的清理是更加的具有挑战性的。
What's our mood? What's our intention? What's our motive? All of these things. This is our real cultivation.
那么我们的意图到底是什么？我们的动机到底是什么？这个其实是我们真正的需要在处理的。
And acknowledging these things requires honesty and humility.
因为如果我们要是去承认这些事情的话呢，我们是需要谦卑下来，也需要诚实的。
But always, you know, sometimes we have the habit of, you know, putting down others, other devotees.
而且我们
they are like this, they are like that. But what about us? You know, we should be thinking about us, not others.
我们有的时候呢，就会有这样的习惯，会去打压别人。别人这个人这样了，那个人那样了，但是我们自己又怎么样了呢？我们其实不应该去对别人指手画脚，我们应该想想自己是怎么回事。
But we often like to look at others rather than looking at ourselves, which is
much more important. 但是我们经常会去判断别人，而并没有去好好的去警醒自己。但警醒自己呢，是更加重要的。
Again, this is another kind of pseudo-guru, another kind of putana, misleading ourselves.
那么所以呢，这是另外一种putana 所代表的冒牌 guru, 那他呢会误导我们。
So we all have to be mindful. This is what it means. Now we are practicing, we are cultivating.
所以呢我们都必须要非常的小心，因为我们是在练习，我们是在培养。
And again, it's mostly internal practice. more than anything.
而且呢，其实我们内在的修为是最重要的，这个比其他的任何一件事情都重要。
So this is why Putana represents this Anarta, because she came dressed up as a beautiful, loving mother, when in fact her intentions were completely evil.
所以呢，这也就是为什么 Putana 她会代表这样的冒牌的孤乳，因为呢，她从外在来讲呢，她完全打扮成是一位非常有爱心的美丽的妈妈的形象，但她在内心呢是完全的邪恶的。
Of course, oftentimes it's not so black and white.
Oftentimes there is not so black and white. 但有的时候呢，并就是这种黑白分明并不是那么的清晰。
Our internal motivations or whatever, you know, they're not all bad and they may not all be good either.
而且有的时候我们内在的这些意图呢，可能不是都是坏的，但是也都不是好的。
So this is why honesty is important for us.
这也就是为什么诚实是非常重要的。
Honesty and humility, because if we don't have this, we won't see it. We'll be completely blind and think, no, everything is okay. It's other people.
诚实和谦卑这两件事情是非常重要的，因为如果只有有了这两件事情，我们才能够看到我们自己所处在的问题，否则的话我们就只能会对别人指手画脚。
So we have to be careful. That's devotional service means to be careful. Internal cultivation means we have to be very mindful and introspective.
所以呢，我们要非常的小心，要非常的谨慎。那么奉爱服务呢，就是意味着就是要谨慎小心，我们必须要从内在上要很警醒。
And if we are, or if we can be, then Krishna will protect us from this particular anartha. He will kill this anartha.
因为如果我们要是能够做到这一点的话呢，那死这样的anartha。
But if we are not careful, then the anatta will kill our young baby bhakti lata.
但是如果要是我们不小心的话，那这些 anatta 就会杀死我们非常幼小的娇嫩的bhakti lata 风爱的爬藤。
So who was Putana?
那么 Putana 是谁呢？
How did she become who she became?
Putana 他怎么变成了他这个 Putana 的形象呢？
So we all are familiar in the 8th canto of the Bhagavatam, there is the story of the appearance of Lord Vamanadeva, one of the avatars of the Lord.
那我们都很熟悉在圣典波扎瓦坛第八篇里面的主 Vamanadeva 的逍遥时光。
One of the avatars of the Lord.
那主 Vamana 呢，是主的其中的一位 avatar， 一位化身。
Right, this is the form of the Lord that took the whole universe with three steps of land. Well, with three steps, sorry.
那主 Vamana Dev 呢，他用三步就踩到了整个的宇宙的土地。
I think more or less we are all familiar with that incident. It's quite a long pastime in the 8th canto, very long pastime.
这个是在圣典波扎瓦坛里面所记录的一段非常长的小说。很熟悉。
So, an additional detail.
那更多的细节呢，在另外一本 Purana 里面找到了。
It describes Bali Maharaj's daughter.
这里面呢就提到了 Bali Maharaj 的女儿。
And Bali Maharaj at the time, he was the king of the demons who conquered Indra. And then Vamanadev came and took everything back by the three steps of land. That's all described in the 8th canto.
在圣典波扎瓦坛第八篇里面呢就描述了 Bali Maharaj 呢他攻打了天帝 Indra， 然后呢取得了整个的宇宙的这些，就是他就就整个取得了整个的宇宙。然后呢主 Rama 的对付呢就用三步把他的这个全部的资产又都给拿回来了。
So when Lord Vamanadeva first came to the assembly of Balima Yajna, religious function, sacrifice.
刚刚进入到巴利马哈拉什的这个场里面的时候呢，巴利马哈拉什他们正在进行一个祭祀 Yajna.
And he appeared as a young brahmachari boy. This was the form of Lord Vamanadeva.
就 Vamanadeva 他当时显现的形象呢，就是一个非常年轻的啊。
Bali Maharaja's daughter first saw, you know, the young lord in the form of a the affection developed.
所以呢，当巴利马哈拉什的女儿看到了小男孩的，就是小侏儒的男孩形象的 Vamanadeva 的这个形象的时候呢，她的无限的母爱就被激发了出来。
And she naturally felt, if he were my son, then I would like to feed him my breast milk.
That motherly feeling became very strong. 如果他是我的儿子的话，那我一定要用乳汁喂养他。
This was her initial feeling.And then, after the Lord Vamanadeva took everything away from Bali Maharaj, she, his daughter, became there.
是呢，当主 Vamanadeva 展现了他的巨人身形，然后呢，拿走了就拿走了 Bali Maharaj 的所有的这，很愤怒。
Because everything was taken away from her father and from her.
Vamanadeva, 他把巴利马哈拉什的所有的财产都给拿走了，那也就意味着把他的所有的财产都拿走了。
So she became angry.
所以她就变得愤怒了。
Then she began to think she desired to kill him.
然后他就开始产生了一种要杀死他的欲望。
And she felt, I would put poison on my breast and feed him my breast milk, and in that way I would kill him.
他就在想呢，我要在我的乳房上要抹上毒药，然后呢，我要用我的这个乳汁来喂他，然后以这样的方式就把他给毒死了。
So for this reason, in her next life, she became Putana.
那么就是因为这个原因呢，她在下一世就变成了普特纳。
Became this demoness because she had a demoniac thought in her mind.
所以她就变成了这个恶魔，因为在她的心里面呢是有这个恶魔的想法的。
Because she had this negative demoniac thought in her mind that carried her to become a demoness in her next life.
所以呢，就是因为她在内心中有这种非常邪恶的恶魔的想法，使得在她下一世呢就变成了一个恶魔，变成一个女恶魔。
But she also had a percentage of positive motherly affection. Also, both was there.
但是呢，她还是有那么一小部分的母爱在这里面的。
So Krishna, Vamanadeva, of course, he's an avatar of the Lord. So when he came as Krishna, then he fulfilled both of her desires.
所以呢，因为主 Vamanadeva 呢，他本来就是主的一个化身，所以呢，当他在以 Krishna 显现的时候呢，他就觉得要同时满足普达纳他的这俩愿望。
On the one hand, he accepted her genuine motherly.Affection, but on the other hand, oh sorry, go ahead, you should translate that.
OK， 那从一方面来讲呢，他就满足了他的母爱的这种情怀。
But and he also gave her the opportunity to try to kill him by putting poison on her breast. But as we know, the Lord cannot be killed in that way, and sucked out her poison and her life.
然后第二点呢，就是与此同时呢，他也满足了他要用他的毒奶毒死他的这个愿望的这个实施。但是呢，主他是不可能以这样的方式被杀死的，所以说呢，反而在他在吸这个乳汁的时候呢，把他的这个生命之气连同这个毒奶都给吸走了。
So we'll speak a little bit more about Putana's her attainment when she was killed by Krishna. What happened to her?
所以呢，我们将会讲述一些。在Putana 被主 Krishna 杀死之后，他去到了哪里
？We'll do that next week.
我们下一周再讲。我不想这个太仓促。
But the lesson, I think, we have to watch what we think.
但是呢，就是这个我们今天学到的这个道理呢，就是说我们必须要小心我们脑子里所想的。
It's the fact of the world that we have painful experiences.
那这个事实 the fact of the world is that we have painful experience.
Yes.
我们就是我们现在受到这种影响，就是我们会有这个很痛苦的体验和经历。
It's just the nature of the world.
那么这个其实是就是这个世界的本性所在，就是我们会有痛苦的经历。
And because we all live in the community of devotees, so these painful experiences often come from other devotees.
而且呢，因为我们是居住在这个奉献者的社团之中的，所以呢，经常就是这些痛苦的。
The experience come from them.
因为我们是和他们住在一起，所以说呢，这个大部分的这个体验和经历呢，是来自于他们的。
And you know, maybe from your temple president, or from your DBC, or from your Shiksha Guru, or from some senior devotee, or just from some devotee generally.
那也许可能是来自于你的庙长，或者是你的 GBC， 或者是一些其他的年长的奉献者，或者就来自于普通的奉献者。
And it's a painful experience sometimes.
那这个呢，有的时候呢，就会给我们造成很痛苦的体验。
And I have seen in my time, you know, practicing, sometimes devotees are not able to give up these painful experiences. They keep them in the heart.And think, have negative thoughts about the person who did such and such.
他们就始终会，就他们没有办法化解掉他们所遭受的这样的痛苦的经历，始终都会在他们的心里面影响着他们。
And they can't forget it. Sometimes even after many years, they keep complaining or mentioning it, and so on and so on.
他们没有办法忘记这些事情，那很多年他们都始终会提起这件事情，而始终都会耿耿于怀。
And one day we're going to die, and if we die with these negative feelings or thoughts, then it's not going to be so helpful. Like Putana, she died with a negative thought, and in her next life she became a demoness.
那么就是当我们在死亡的时候，如果要是始终都把持着这些负面的这些想法、负面的情绪不放的话，这对于我们来说是不利的。就比如说这个 Putana， 当他在死亡的时候呢，他就是有这些you mean Putana or Putana's Putana when he died,
he had this like Putana, like Putana.
就比如说像。否则就像 Putana 在他死的时候呢，他就会有这些负面的这些情绪，使着抓着不放。
So we somehow have to learn to let go of our painful and or negative feeling. Otherwise, you know, if we die thinking of these sorts of things, then it can't be very helpful.
所以说呢，我们要学着放下，放掉这些不好的这些经历，不好的伤痛。否则的话呢，在我们死亡的时候，对我们是无济于，对我们是没有帮助的。
So, we'll finish here. It's 8:45, and I want to finish by 9:00.
Okay, 那么我们现在这个正课呢，就先停到这儿，因为现在还有一刻钟就到九点了。我希望在九点钟的时候停止这节讲课。Prabhu, there were three questions here.
I know that. I know that. And we will continue next week with a few more comments about this pastime.
那关于这个消时光呢，我们在下一周呢还得再讲几个要点。
Okay, we have three questions. Go ahead.
Yes, the first one is from Chandra Vilasini.
Vilasini.
Chandra Vilasini Mataji, Hare Krishna. 顶拜爬布。礼拜翻译感恩爬布甜美的讲课请教您您刚讲到不给当您刚讲到不恰当的旅行奉爱服务的心态会产生出不恰当的 anartha 那么这个 anartha 主要是自己不小心不警醒导致的吗用什么方法可以清理到不恰当的奉爱服务导致的 anartha 呢贵谢
Yeah, so we just have to be, again, mindful and honest.
那我们呢还是这句话就是我们要警醒我们要诚实。
Mindful and honest. We have to be mindful and honest.
我们要警醒我们要诚实。
And sometimes you may know the English saying, failure is the pillar of success.
What is under the pillar of success?
Failing is
okay,
the pillar of success.
Okay. 那么这个就是失败是成功之母。它的英文直接的翻译就是这个失败是成功的支撑的柱子。
Or you may have heard the saying, sometimes to win the war, we have to lose a battle.
有的时候也就是说呢这句话是舍不得孩子套不来狼的意思就是说我们如果是想赢得这个战争我们就必须要打败一些战役。
So sometimes in our devotional practice, sometimes we make mistakes, which is not a bad thing, but through that mistake, then we can grow and learn and become more experienced and more mindful.
因为呢在我们在从事奉爱服务的时候呢我们有的时候也会是犯错的。但这个犯错呢其实也并不是一件坏事因为通过这个犯错呢会使我们学到更多的经验然后呢让我们更加的小心然后以后呢就不会再犯这个错了。
So it may be that sometimes we become, you know, victimized by the various anarthas and we might, you know, become injured by these anarthas.That in itself is not a bad thing.
那有的时候呢，我们可能就会成为这些 anarthas 的受害者，或者说呢，我们会被这些 anarthas 所伤害。但是这样的状态呢，其实并不是一件坏事。
As long as we remain mindful and honest, then we can recover.
只要我们一直是处在非常警醒以及很诚实的状态。那我们就能够从这个伤痛中恢复过来。
And then we become more experienced, we become more mature, we become more humble, understanding, oh, this can happen to me also. In other words, failing, sometimes failing is not a bad thing.
所以呢，这样呢，就会让我们变得更加的成熟，变得更加的有经验，然后也变得更加的谦卑。然后下次呢，我们就不会再出这样的问题，那也就是说呢，这个失败并不是一件坏事。
We all make mistakes in our devotional path. We cannot expect that will not happen.
因为我们所有的人都会在奉爱服务中犯错，常在河边走，哪有不湿鞋呢？
whether it's this anatta or some other anatta,
无论是这样的 anatta 还是那样的其他的 anatta 们。
But we always need to keep senior association and senior guidance that can point these things out.
但是呢我们也都需要一些这个跟年长奉献者的联谊然后有年长的奉献者给我们指出所有的这些哪儿他们。
And we ourselves have to be mindful, attentive, and when something goes wrong, then, you know, we make the corrections.
而且我们自己呢也要非常的专注要非常的小心要警醒当这样的事情发生的时候呢我们要知道去修改修正。
We keep,trying, we keep praying and we keep trying and sometimes we make mistakes but then we pick ourselves up and we keep going and in this way, we make progress and can more easily avoid, we learn to more easily avoid these things going forward.
那因为我们呢是在不断的努力不断的在就是我们不断的在努力然后不断的在祈祷然后呢当我们在做事的过程中如果要是出了错呢我们会爬起来然后呢再接着再去在修正的情况下再不断的再去做那么通过这样的循环的这样的状态呢就会使我们从中学到教训然后以后呢就会更加的警醒然后呢慢慢的就不再会容易那么容易的犯错了
So that would be my answer which I hope answered your question.
那么所以这呢就是我对您的问题的解答我也希望我回答了您的问题 So the next question
do,
is from Rajendra
Do Harikanta's one first Harikanta, do her one first
Oh, OK, OK 那先回答 Harikanta Maji 的问题感谢帕布精彩的讲解谢谢 Maji 我们在听课或阅读的过程中对所学的内容都会有一个自己的理解根据自己的理解活动我们的问题是应该如何把握理解与试图用自己的逻辑推测之间的关系谢谢 Hare Krishna You got it?
I think so but you can just translate to be sure We all have our particular understanding when we hear something and then?
Yeah and also she's asking that How can we really understand it or that actually we're trying to speculate?
I think that we can do by discussing with other devotees.
那么这个呢可以通过和其他的奉献者之间的讨论来解决。
I think by, you know, that's why, you know, discussing Krishna Katha and sharing with other Vaishnavas is important because it's a kind of check and a balance.
那么所以说呢这就是为什么在和其他的 Vaishnava 一起来探讨 Krishna Katha 这件事情呢是非常的重要的因为呢它是可以让我们掌握一种平衡。
But that's Sadhu Sangha, we're supposed to hear and share about Krishna.
那么 Sadhu Sangha 也就是说呢要去聆听和分享关于 Krishna 的话题。
So I think as an answer, that is how we would address,Are we speculating, you know, misleading ourselves, or we have the proper understanding that we do by discussing with other Vaishnavas whom we, you know, share with nicely.
所以说呢，就是当我们和其他的 Vaishnava 进行分享和进行讨论的时候，我们就能够理解到底是我们真正的听懂了，还是在进行自己的逻辑的推敲。
I believe that would be the way to be sure.
那我觉得这是就是可以让我们去确信的一个方式。
By discussing, hearing, sharing from others, what do you think? This is my thought. And then, you know, we have a sharing like that. Not an argument. It's not an argument who's right and who is wrong. It's an argument, it's a practice of sharing and hearing from each other and then understanding more clearly what we might be thinking is right or wrong.
就是把我们的这个理解呢去和大家来进行分享然后呢来呈递出来以后呢来问问大家我这个说的是不是对的。那当我们在和大家在分享的这个过程中呢并不是说在跟大家在争论并不是在进行争论我是对的我一定是对的并不是这意思只不过呢是在分享在讨论。
So I believe that would be the way to deal with that.
那我觉得呢，这是来解决这个问题的方法。
Okay, now we can do Rajendra.
Rajendra Prabhu, 感谢 Prabhu 详细的讲解，感谢翻译和主持人。贾咕噜的描述太及时了，虽然经典建议我们都要成为咕噜，问题是如果语言讲述的都是经典，都符合经典的描述，但行为上还不到位，能否成为咕噜呢？是否属于 cheating 咕噜？如果语言不到位，行为举止到位，是否属于 cheating 咕噜？如果消除这种 anartha，除了当事人要小心谨慎、谦卑、诚实、警醒外，还有什么清除的方法？
I think I understood, but you can just say to be sure.
Okay, well, when the question is that it's so timely for you to give us a description about the pseudo guru. The scripture suggests us to become the guru. However, the issue is that if we using the language to speak about the sastra and we speak everything nicely, however, our behavior was not able to catch up. So will that be considered as a guru? And the other thing is that or this type of person will be considered as a cheating guru. The other way is that if we don't speak nicely, however, we behave properly, and will this considered as a cheating guru?And how to get rid of this anarthas? Other than be very mindful, humble, honest, and
it's a big.
那这是一个大话题。
How to act as a guru properly, not just, I'm not just talking about Diksha Guru, but Shiksha Guru also, just a...
就是这个如何让自己的行为是恰当的，那么这并不仅仅指的是这个启迪灵性导师 Diksha Guru, 那么这里面也包括是 Shiksha Guru, 训示灵性导师的行为。
This one and other ones, they can be and are also can be very subtle.
而且就这些 anartha 呢，它就这些 anartha 就这个 anartha 或者其他 anartha 都可能会很精微。
And removing them can continue, you know, for many, 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 many years. Even when we are very advanced, there might be, you know, a small percentage of it still there in the heart.
虽然说我们可能很多年都一直在清除这些 anartha, 然后呢即便是这个人他到了很精进很高深的这个位置，那么这样的 anartha 也许可能还会有一点儿蛛丝马迹会留在那里。
Right, we didn't discuss it in much detail, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he describes how at different levels of bhakti, the different kinds of anarthas are removed.
那么我们并没有说这个详细的这个信息，但是呢说了为什么呢 Chakravarti Thakur 呢他告诉了我们通过不怎样的这个 bhakti, 然后呢如何去清除不同的 anartha。
And even going into very advanced stages, there's still purification happening.
这段依然还是有要进行净化的。这个程序的。
Even after, you know, in the higher stages, there's still some removal of anarthas are taking place. It's not completely done until, you know, we achieve prema.
地位的时候是有一些 anartha 需要处理的。
So,Does that mean we're cheating? No, I don't think so.
但是这是不是就意味着我们是在欺骗呢？我不觉得。
Because, you know, the purification process happens all the way up to prema. Before that, there is some influence of anarthas.
因为呢，就是整个的这个清理净化的程序一直要到 Prima 之前的这个阶段，那么整个因为它都始终都会被一些这个 Anarta 所影响。
At different degrees, at different levels.
嗯，所以呢，在不同的层面会有不同的度，就会到不同的，就在不同的阶段会有不同的the different degree in different level.
Different degrees of pure levels of
okay. 红的 bhakti 的阶段呢，它会有进化。
That's why, as I mentioned earlier, it's important for us to be, at least to, with ourselves, to be honest and humble and mindful of our own, you know, shortcomings or limitations.
所以就为什么我们至少对自己要非常的小心、谦卑以及诚实的去面对我们自己的弱点以及我们的局限的状态。
And always remind ourselves, right? I am a servant. I am a servant. I am a servant.
然后呢，而且呢，要总是要提醒自己，我是一个仆人，我是一个仆人，我是一个仆人。
And I'm doing this to serve my guru and the disciplic line. Always reminding and refreshing ourselves.
然后呢，就是而且我们要不断的要提醒。刷新自己的这个记忆，就是我做这个是为了我的guru以及为了我们这使徒传系的服务来做的。
And so we may not yet be, you know, fully free from the anartha, but cultivating this kind of attitude and mentality and feeling will protect us, will keep us protected from becoming a victim of the anartha.
那就是当我们有这样的一种态度的时候呢，并不意味着我们能够清除掉所有的 anartha， 但至少呢，它会让我们保护，就受到保护，而使我们不会成为这些 anartha 的受害者。
In addition to that, what else can we do? Serve more senior devotees. Always have that as a practice and do menial service, practical menial service.
而且呢，我们总是要做一件事情，就是要为实际的卑微的服务。
Do menial service generally, but
就是我们要就是更多的普遍性的卑微的服务，并且呢，要为年长的 Vaishnava 们做卑微的服务。
This will also protect us because it will also remind us there are many more senior Vaishnavas than me who are much more qualified, and by serving them, we develop this humility.
那然后呢？因为这个就是会不断的在提醒我们，这些 Vaishnava 们是比我要更加的高尚的。然后呢，我要为他们做这些卑微的服务。那在通过做这些卑微的服务的时候呢，就更好的能够培养出我的谦卑的心境。
By associating and serving, again, this is cultivates humility and is another protection.
那么就是通过和他们的联谊，以及通过对他们的服务，那这个呢是培养我们谦卑的心境的方式，同时对于我们来说也是一个保护。
And I think reciting prayers is another way to help us cultivate this mood.
还有呢，就是念诵祷文也是另外一种来帮助我们培养这样的心境的方式。
We know the prayer, for example, Gurudev Kripa Bindudiya or Ohe Vaishnava Thakura, right? There's different prayers in glorification of Vaishnava. Reciting these prayers and reflecting, again, this is another way of cultivating this proper mood of humility.
那比如说念这个唱诵 Gurudev 的就这首荣耀之歌，还有就是赞颂 Vaishnava 的这首祷文。那么在这些我们在诵念这些祷文的时候呢，都是可以让我们不断的去培养这样的谦卑的心境的。
And ultimately, we just try our best. mistakes, sometimes we fall over, sometimes we make an offense, but we just try our best, we try to be sincere, and then Krishna will guide us, there's no doubt.
那与此同时呢，我们就尽与此同时我们就尽力而为就行了。但有的时候呢，我们可能是会有犯错啊，可能会被误导啊。但是呢，尽力了的话
，He will save us from these putanas.
他会把我们从 putana 身边救走。
Temporarily, sometimes maybe we're affected. Temporarily, we become sick or whatever, whatever. But if we try our best and do everything that we are asked to do in a mindful way, then Krishna will protect us from these putanas.
那在临时的状态下，可能我们会被影响啊，或者是会生病啊，会有这样的状态。但是呢，如果我们要是Sorry, 如果我们要是真的特别的认真的在，如果我们真的要是非常认真的在进行这样的修行的话呢，那我们会得到 Krishna 的保护的。
Sometimes and that's also helpful. Sometimes.
那么这个巴掌就。有的时候呢，可能要被踹一脚。那无论是巴掌还是挨脚踹的，对我们来说都是有帮助的。
So that sometimes that happens also.
所以有的时候呢，这样的事情也会发生。
And again, if we remain or cultivate honesty and humility, and then we'll be able to see that and go forward, continue to go forward.
而且呢，如果我们要是让自己处在这种诚实谦卑，并且在不断的培养这些心境的状态之下呢，我们就会还是会继续前行。
Okay, I think we should finish. I don't want to go too much over time.
Prabhu, Olivia Mataji, she asked a question last week, and last week you said that you're going to answer a question this week. Now she remind us if it's okay for you to answer her question.
Okay.
So I think I will read this question and see how long you need to answer this question. Harvo Ling Bai Papu, 请问您刚才说到了 Putana 怀着爱抱起了 Krishna. 请问这个怀着爱的意思是他虽然是恶魔，但当他看到 Krishna 的一瞬间就情不自禁的怀着爱去服务 Krishna, 还是他在假装他有爱抱起了 Krishna 呢？谢谢您。In the
yes.
previous class, yes, you understand, right? Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. No, go ahead. Sorry. Just to be sure.
Okay. In the previous class, because you said that one putana, she put up Krishna. She's very caring and also caring and loving to pick up Krishna. So she is asking that for this affection or loving or caring,means because she is a demoness. At this moment when she saw Krishna, is that he just automatically to hold that loving caring to do the service to the Krishna, or he actually pretending she has a loving mood to Krishna? So that love is a genuine love or is a fake
love? That will be the topic of next week.Exactly, that's what we're going to speak about.
Okay, 就是您的这个问题呢，在下一周的讲课里面呢，就刚好是要讲的这个话题。
What her feeling was, and whatever her feeling was, how what that gave her after Krishna killed her, what did she?
也就是说呢，当时她所处在的这个情感呢。也就是后来他把 Krishna 杀死之后，他被终了的那种状态，而就是从这种情感来的。
So we'll spend much more time next week. That will be our main topic for next week.
对，您问的这个问题呢，刚好就是我们下一周讲课的主要的话题。
But the simple answer for now is a mix of both. As I understand it, a mix of both.
It's a mixture, right?
Mixture.
What do you say?
Mixture.
Yes. OK， 但是就是给您一个简单的答案呢，就是他当时的这种情感是一种混杂的情感。
And we'll speak in more detail next week about particularly this is our topic, but next week.、
Yeah. 那么下周刚好就是这个话题，而下周就主要是讲这个话题。
But it's a mixture. As I understand, it's a mixture.
啊，但是呢，这是一个混在一起的情感。
Okay,
so
thank
put
you,
the、
everybody.
Questions for next week. Okay,
Why,
谢谢感恩大家。
Questions?
Yeah, yeah, there are more questions, but I think we put in for next、
oh.
week.
Yes, yes.
Can we? Okay, okay.
Let's start, we should start with the question. That's what we should、
yeah.
do, otherwise I'll beat them.
Yeah,
so Mukhirata, we should start with...
Mukhirata Maji, 下一周就是跑步他在讲课的就是在回答问题的时候呢先把这个上一个的问题先给他然后呢让他先回答一下。就是叫我们今天还有两个问题没有回答。
Then we'll go back into the past.
好的好的好的。
Oh, okay, okay. Week before you started the class, you answered the question first.
Yes, but she has to remind me and somebody has to post the question.
Okay. So Mukhirata Maji 是这样的啊，下一周在跑步讲课之前，他先回答这周留下的问题，然后他再开始讲课。但是您得提醒他一下。
好的，好的。
But Olivia's question will be the topic of the class, so I won't directly answer hers because that will be the topic of the class.
Yeah. 但是 Olivia 的问题 ，Maji 的问题呢，刚好就是下一周的这个讲课的内容，所以说呢，今天就不在这讲太多了。Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
非常感谢大家。
Have a nice day, and we'll share again next week.
所以呢，非常感谢大家的聆听，然后呢，也祝大家今天这一天过得快乐，然后我们下一周再接着讲。
Thank you, Donna Kaylee, for short notice.Arrangement.
I'm there and here in the class, but I was a little bit here and there.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well,尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩 Chandrashika 月亮跑步为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答，也非常感恩 Sumukhi Mata 为我们安排的这个平台。那祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美好的周四。我们下一周四再见 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
哎不。